This is Passport to Texas. At the end of January, two vessels collided in the port of Port Arthur. One was an oil tanker carrying crude, the other a barge towing ships.
This is the largest spill that Port Arthur has seen in a very long time.
Winston Denton is a Texas Parks and Wildlife biologist who was at the site of the January 23rd incident.
The Eagle Otomi is an oil tanker that was coming into Port Arthur. Okay, we're looking at the barge that was involved in the collision with the ship. The barge just hit it and went right inside the ship.
It's estimated that 450,000 gallons of crude spilled into the water, which translates to approximately 11,000 barrels of oil.
Prior to this, what we consider a large spill was 2,000 to 3,000 barrels, and this is like four times that.
Hundreds of people, including folks from Parks and Wildlife and the U.S. Coast Guard, mobilized to mitigate damages and clean the spill. Booms stopped oil from migrating down the intercoastal waterway into sensitive wetlands. More than a dozen animals died from the spill, but others were trapped, cleaned, and saved.
That's one more. I think he'll make it.
At the time we recorded this show, oil sheen remained on the water in the port of Port Arthur. That's our show, with support from the Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.